What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real, and this is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you stay right with God and find victory over sin and the devil and all his devices. Today, we are talking about why women commit adultery or cheat. All right. So we did a discussion about men cheating, a sermon on that, and we brought out all the reasons for that. And so today we're going to talk about women. So let's get right into it. Generally, women cheat because she has no sexual desire for a husband. She has no respect for him, and she doesn't have any self-control. Right? She married for security, marital status, and provision. And she settled for a man she didn't desire sexually, that she had a full sexual desire for. And the reason why she doesn't have the sexual passion and desire for that man is because he lacks something, particularly masculinity. But he does have all these other resources, and so she settles for that because women need more than a great guy that they're really into. At the end of the day, they need to be taken care of. They need security. So they know that I need to get down. I don't care if this guy, I don't like this guy like that. I got to get married. And so they end up settling with a guy they're not attracted to that much, or he doesn't do it for her sexually, and therefore, you know, she ends up cheating. So today I'm going to give you 7 reasons why women cheat, and they're kind of connected to what I just said, but as far as the heart of what I'm saying, but some of them are different. Number one, the man has completely neglected his woman, so he's just not there for her. Okay, he may be doing it, he may be deliberately doing it, or he may not, he may be like in the military. Okay, and I just found out the marriage rate or the divorce rate in the military is 90%. And oftentimes the wives are cheating. They're doing this and that, and they just get divorced and get torn up. Why? The man's overseas fighting in wars. He's not at home with his family. And usually what happens, the woman gets restless and there's another man around and she's having sex with him. She's dealing with him. Now, should she stay faithful? Her vow said so. But she needs a man's comfort. She needs a man protection. She needs sex. And the man's, her husband's way overseas somewhere fighting in wars, invading other people's countries and stuff. So this is one of the reasons why women cheat. First of all, she's being neglected, all right? And she needs to get that from somebody else. So the man's not available, she gets it from somebody else. Another reason within the neglection is some guys are polygynous, and so they have multiple wives, and sometimes they spend too much time with one wife or they neglect the other wife. And the reason usually is because they don't like the other wife, and so the woman ends up trying to get her needs fulfilled by somebody else, all right? So that's the first reason, a neglect of the woman. Number two here is the soul tie. The woman has a soul tie. So we talked about soul ties in the sermon, The Effects of Sexual Intercourse. Talked about how a woman can develop a strong bond with a man. And if they break up, she can still have a connection to that man where that's all she wants. And she longs for that man. She can't stop thinking about him. But unfortunately, she gets married to somebody else. In a relationship with another man that's not like him, she will seek out a man similar to her soul tie. Or she may try to get back with her soul tie. And that's where the cheating comes in at. She begins to commit adultery, creeping around and stuff like that. What's connected to soul tie is something called the womb imprint. The first 3 partners a woman has sexually tend to form what type of man she's sexually attracted to. So if she marries a man after that that doesn't fit her womb imprint, there's a problem there. And she's going to be seeking after something that fits her imprint. So the man that she's with, she's just not going to find him that attractive sexually. And something's going to be missing where he doesn't do it for her. And so she starts to dip out of the relationship to find that man. You know, and she unfortunately may never find that man. But she has this womb imprint. She has a soul tie. And these things will cause a woman to cheat. Right? Number 3. Feminism said, go girl, explore and have fun. So like I mentioned in the sex article, The Effects of Sexual Intercourse, the lady gave a story about how she was in a decent relationship with a man, but she said she wanted to open it up and explore her options. She wanted to go and start dating other people. She wanted to get on the quote-unquote cock carousel and start having sex with all these different men. So feminism teaches women that they should do that. Spend your years in your 20s going around and having sex with all these different guys. And so a woman can be married and then get enticed by this feminist message. And she's listening to it on some girls program or some YouTube video or whatever. And some talk show. And they're saying, you should go out and just do that. And she gets intrigued by that. You know, and a lot of times this is happening when women go out in something called Girls Night Out, where it's just a bunch of girls and they go to trips overseas and different things like this. This is when they begin to explore their sexual options and start going around, even though they got a man. Now, the reason why she's doing this is because she don't respect her husband. We talked about that as the first reason why a woman would cheat on her husband. She don't respect him that much. There's something about him that's just not there. And so she's willing to take this offer of going on a sexual escapade with her girlfriends and having sex with all these different guys. So feminism triggered this woman to go out and be promiscuous. So that's the reason why women cheat. Number four, fourth reason a woman cheats is her man became feminine. Okay? And she lost desire for him, you know, as he changed throughout the course of the marriage. He also may have gotten fat and he changed. As simple as that. He used to be the man she loved, that she was on fire for. But over time, he let gynocentric programming and feminism beat him down. He succumbed to the deceptions. He changed the way he treated her and began to pedestalize her, focus on her, and not take care of himself that much. And she lost interest and sexual desire for him. And so she began to seek that elsewhere. All right. So the man can, the way he can fix that is just become who he used to be. And that usually will correct the issue. But she's already went out and had sex with other men. So it shows that she's given up on her man by doing that. Okay. Number five here is bad sex. So a woman, if she has previous partners, she knows how sex is supposed to feel, or she's experienced the big O a bunch of times. She knows what she should be getting, but yet she's now in a relationship with a married, she's married now, and she's not getting what she thought she was gonna get. And she's in a marriage where it's just like, the sex is terrible. And she begins to think about the times when she did have orgasms and fun and sex, and it's just not working for her. And so she decides to step out the relationship. She can't tolerate sex, it's just ridiculous. She may or may have not talked to her husband about it, because some women just give up and say, this man ain't what I want anyway. He'll never be that. I just want somebody else. And so she begins to step out and commit adultery. Number six here, and this is kind of related to number five. She's an ex-whore, or she played the whore. A woman who played the whore is basically a woman who's promiscuous, who just had sex with multiple men over the course of her life. You know, it's what she did. And because of this, she can't pair bond. We talked about pair bonding and inability for a woman to be having an emotional connection with her husband because of all the past sexual partners and her, I forget the name of that, oxytocin. Yeah, the oxytocin receptors are burnt out, or they just not sending that hormone anymore. And she seeks diverse sexual partners because that's who she used to be. She gets into a marriage and thinks, I'm great, I'm settled down, I got a man, I got security and protection, but I remember those old days when I used to have sex with this different guy, that different guy, and how fun it was. And because she is used to diverse sex, where she's with all these different guys, she doesn't stay faithful for long in that marriage, and she ends up going out and having sex with all these different guys again, because that's how she's been formed. You know, if she's introduced to all these different sexual partners and different men and different spirits, that's what she gets used to, a variety. And that's who she becomes. And then if she gets married, that doesn't change. And the man is like wondering why his wife is committing adultery against him. And this is why men have to vet women. Is she promiscuous? You know, she may be saying, well, I'm no longer doing that, but Has she truly repented, or she just wants to settle down with a man because she needs security and all this kind of stuff? I do believe a whore can change. It's just that she needs the power of Jesus Christ to do that. But a lot of these women don't even know what has been done to their souls. And so they get married thinking everything is fine, and they get that itch using in the vagina for different men. And before you know it, she's back on the whole train doing her thing. So she's an ex-whore or a woman who's played the whore. And women, don't get offended with me saying that we were a whore. That's in the Bible. That's what they call women who have sex with multiple men, who are not faithful to one man, okay? That's what they call that. You know, or a harlot. She's played the harlot or she's played the whore. That's what the scriptures say. All right? A woman who's out promiscuous. Yeah, I know you're not selling pussy. All right? I know you're not on the street as a streetwalker at 2 a.m. in the morning selling sexual services. But that's what you are. You are playing the whore if you are out and about with all these different men. Okay? Once again, men and women are not the same. A man can have sex with a bunch of women and not be fazed. A woman, she's pretty much taking in all these men's spirits because she's built for men. So she takes on the soul of a man. All right? Men can also receive the soul of a woman, but they don't let that, it doesn't control them because he's not built for a woman. He's built for God. But women were built for men, so that's why all that sex, all these different guys, messes a woman up. All right? Number seven here is discontentment. So she's in a relationship, she's married, and she asks herself, is this the best I can do? See, feminism has told women that they're the prize, they are queens and goddesses, and they deserve the best. And so some women have a decent guy who is financially set, who's good looking, who treats her well, who loves her, takes care of the kids, but yet she says to herself, you know what? Can I do better? Can I get a man who makes more money than currently what my husband makes? Can I get a man who has a higher status? You know, they're not content. They had everything they want, but they're not content. And feminism teaches women to never be content. And of course, gynocentrism leads men to feed into that, to where a woman is always constantly asking for more and more, and men are keep giving them more and more, and she's never fulfilled. So a woman will never be content if she's thinking this way and accepting the lies of gynocentrism. You know, it's best to be content as a woman and say, I got a good man, everything is working fine. Let me stick with this, you know. Going forward, so we went over the seven different reasons. So my question now is, and what I'm going to answer here is, what's the difference between men and women cheating? Here's the difference between men and women when it comes to cheating. A man can love and value his wife, but still desire other women. All right. So a lot of women get offended. They're like, you know, this guy, he don't love me. He don't want me. No, he likes you. He respects you. He loves you. It's just other girl over here had some big breasts and a big behind. She had a pretty face. And she was arousing enough to him to where he wanted to have sex with her. And he did. And because he can't just, he can only have one at a time, you know, because as far as marriage is concerned, he wasn't going to leave you. So he just had sex with the other girl. Now he's committed fornication, of course, and he cheated on the wife. He still loves and respects the woman that he's with. You see, she was arousing enough for him to go and procreate with her. Now, usually people are wearing condoms. They're not trying to actually bear a child, but the functions and the biology behind it is the same. Attractive woman, let's go procreate. That's built into a man. That's why men respond to women's bodies and their beauty, because that says go procreate with her because she's a good option. Okay, that's the biology behind a man. So it's not about he don't like you. It's not always the case. I did mention that is sometimes the case, but he respects you, still loves you. It's just that he needed to let go of some sexual, you know, stuff. And she was, at the time, available. And he's built to do that. He should be able to have her and you and some other women if he can take care of them. And unfortunately, society tells a man he can only have one woman at a time. All right, so that's why he did it. That's the difference between men and women, okay? He still loves you and still values you and still respects you. For women, it's not the same thing. A woman cannot respect her husband and desire another man and have sex with him. For her to open herself up to another man and for him to put himself inside her and inject his spirit into her, she don't respect the man that she's with. That's why she did it. She don't like him. She don't respect him. She don't desire him. That's why she did it. So when a woman does it, she's through with the man that she's with. She's absolutely through with him. And that's why she opened herself up to that other man. Now, she'll say something like, I love my husband. I'm just not in love with him. I'm not in love. What that translates is I value him as a utility for me. He provides security. He provides a home. He provides money and my needs and stuff like that. But I'm just not into him as a person. In other words, I'm using him for my basic human needs, but I'm not really into this guy. You know, I'm not connected to him like that. And that's what really was being said. And so that's their excuse usually. Well, I'm not getting this other side of me fulfilled, you know, so I'm gonna go and get a man for that. But I like my husband for the utility side. He takes care of the bills. He keeps me warm and sheltered and protected. And he makes sure the kids are taken care of and stuff like that. And I appreciate that. But she don't value him as a man. She don't respect him. She don't look at him like that. He's nothing but a tool to her. You see, that's the difference. So when a woman goes out, she said, I still love for my man, but I went and did this. No, she's done with that man. Because see, men and women are not the same. We got to stop thinking that it's the same thing. Or it was just sex. It was just sex. I still like my husband. Yeah, you like him because he takes care of you. And unfortunately, a lot of men are funding a woman's sexual escapades. Basically, she can go out and have sex with all these different guys and then come back to a warm house and protection and security. And that's not a good deal for a man who's married. That his wife ain't supposed to be doing. That's not how God designed marriage. You know, this woman is faulty and she cannot be married if that's what she's going to do. All right? Because she is screwing up paternity, rather. You know, whose child is this if you having sex with all these different men? Okay, and the man ain't trying to take care of all these different babies that's by other different men. So that's a problem in itself. Then it's just the woman taking on the spirit of these different men. Now a man is dealing with a woman who's dealing with all these other men's spirit, and now he's interacting with these spirits of these other men. This is not how God designed marriage. So adultery primarily is when a woman is polluted by another man when she's in a marital relationship. Okay? And so this is you can't do this. It's unacceptable. All right? But this is what's happening in a gynocentric society. And I'm going to get to why a little bit more in a minute. I've already touched on it. So why marry a guy you don't have genuine sexual desire for? Because that's the main reason why these women are stepping out. They don't respect the man. They don't have a sexual desire for him. He doesn't do it for her. He could be muscular and good looking, but if he's not masculine, if she doesn't have that sexual desire. You know, it's just like, you know, she may have sex with him, but it's just this thing where she just don't respect him. It's something about him. All right, here's the deal. This is what's wrong with feminism and gynocentrism. Gynocentrism creates two guys in the world, and anywhere it infects the culture, is going to create two types of men. Now, in the manosphere, in this what they call red pill knowledge, is called the alpha and the beta. An alpha male is what most women want. Every woman wants an alpha male. This is a guy who's good looking, athletic, strong, dominant primarily. He's masculine. He forces his will on the environment. He runs the show. He does what he's supposed to do. He has something going for him. He's focused on himself and what he's trying to build. All right? That mindset has been destroyed in a gynocentric society. Gynocentrism doesn't want men to be that way because you can't control them like that. All right? Gynocentrism wants men to be like women, okay? So they try to kill that, and most men don't grow up with a strong will. They're not dominant over women. They think they got to follow women and let women dominate them. And that mindset is what we call beta. In other words, alpha is A, or the first letter of the Greek alphabet, and beta is B. So the man he's secondary, and he's not putting himself first. And so that's why we call him a beta. Well, this is why I call him a beta. And then beta means that he's following also after his woman. Okay, she's pretty much alpha. You know, she's running the show, he's behind her. And so he lives and works to please her, to take care of her. He makes her his focus in life. And being, he thinks that being a good man is making sure she's happy. And he lets go of what he wants in life. And that is unattractive to women because that's not how men are supposed to be. That's not masculine. And so when a man is doing that, why he, and he thinks he's doing a good job. He thinks he's doing everything right because he's following after culture. Culture is teaching him this. Okay. But he's wrong. He's been manipulated. He's been deceived by culture. And it's reflective in his woman. His woman don't have no desire for him. But you take a man who's about his business, about, he had a strong will. He's dominant. He tells women what to do. He don't take no mess for them. He runs the situation. He's strong. He's charismatic. A woman will always get behind that because that's what a man's supposed to do. Okay? And she will always find that attractive. All right? So because gynocentrism has created these two type of guys, most men end up being betas because society is, and its programming is so strong that that's what normally happens. Because see, gynocentrism is powered by Satan. Satan is able to get that message in all forms of media. When you're watching all your movies and television, talk shows, music, everything is permeated and saturated with these ideas that a man can't be a man. He got to be a follower of women. Look at all the R&B songs. It tells men to be followers of women, to worship women, to put them first. All of that stuff is what most men are programmed to follow, and they end up doing it, thinking it's normal. The movies with romance in them, everything where it's a guy, it may be an action movie, but he's doing all this stuff for a woman. You know, chasing after women. It's all about the woman at the end of the day. Save the little girl at the top of the hill or in the castle or something. It's always focused on this woman, and he's not complete unless he gets this woman. And everything is permeated and saturated and is centered around a woman. Gynocentrism, which is where the word comes from. So society is taught that, and it creates two kind of guys. So generally, 80% of the men in the culture that's ran by gynocentrism is going to be beta. They're going to be undesirables pretty much by women. Now, women will deal with them because they got good jobs and they got other stuff going for them. But primarily, they don't do it for the women on a sexual desire level. Now the other 20%, the reason why they didn't fall for the programming is because they're probably extremely self-centered, which is why sometimes when these women are dealing with these alphas, they complain about them because the guy is so self-centered that they just don't care about the woman, but she can't stop getting enough of his alpha masculine energy that she deals with him anyway. But he's self-centered, he's extremely self-centered, so that programming doesn't permeate that man because he's so self-centered. Or he was given the game from an elder man. Maybe he had a good father and a good grandfather who understood that society was lying to people. And then they passed the information down to the boy on how to be a man. And so because he did not fall for the deception that was coming from the culture and the media, he was able to be masculine. And that was how he was able to deal with women, and women actually desire him. That's why it's usually, like I said, 20% of the guys are getting most of the women. All the women desire the 20% of the guys because they got that masculine energy. Some of these guys ain't even got to have no money, you know? But at the end of the day, this is what gynocentric society has created. It's going to create, really, it's gonna only going to create 80% beta males because most, and like I said, that 20%, some guys are just not going to fall for that mess. They're not going to be deceived by it. Your father and your grandfather, they all was programmed. So it's not like you're stupid. It's just the society, however you grew up. If you didn't have a father who understood the truth, you probably a beta male. You're probably going to be a good provider to a woman. You're going to probably, you know, check off all the boxes. But when it comes to the sexual desire and the real masculine power and frame and energy, it's not going to be there because it was suppressed by gynocentrism and feminism and all this other deceptions that we got out here. So this is why women are settling, because they can't get the alphas. They can't get them. They're either too selfish or they got too many women. You know, and it because of their feminist mindset, they think they got to have a man all to themselves anyway. If they were smart, they would have just married that alpha along with the other women that he has. But they can't. They don't think like that. But anyway, it's just not enough alpha, strong, masculine men to go around. And so they settle for this beta male. And the beta male thinks he's got a prize because he's been programmed to think that women are the prize. And he settles down. He's all happy to get married. He's already thinking about how he's gonna treat her so well, and I'm gonna buy her gifts and this, that, and the other. And this woman's sitting up here like, I'll use you for the protection and provision and, you know, all that stuff. You know, I'm glad that you look decent and you make money and we got a house and everything's running and everything like that. But at the end of the day, my vagina just not tingle for you. And she'll never tell him this, because she don't want to hurt his feelings. She doesn't want to lose her position in that home. She don't want to get kicked out or divorced. So she just sits in that, you know. But it's also a biological need. She needs to be taken care of. No woman wants to be single. So she got to settle with somebody. So here's a nice guy that's looking at me, who finds me attractive, and he got money, and he's financially stable. She ends up marrying him. But at the end of the day, she has the desire for that alpha. And of course, her past may be promiscuous and all these other reasons that I gave. And that's why she ends up cheating. Once again, it goes back to the same issue. Men and women don't have genuine sexual desire for each other, because men and women are flawed today. Men don't act like men. They're lacking in masculinity, and women are lacking in femininity. And so we have these problems between the two of us, and that's why we don't have a strong connection amongst ourselves. And that's why we're either looking at porn, as I talked about in my last sermon, or we're cheating, committing adultery and stepping out and all this kind of stuff. All right. That's all I got for you today. Till next time, walk in the spirit and be blessed.